On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Five of the UK's biggest gambling companies have agreed to spend £100 million between them to help problem gamblers. The firms will increase their financial support to fund treatment for addicts over the next 4 years after pressure from the government. Medway councillor Vince Maple has campaigned about reducing problem gambling and has recently spoken to KMTV.
I want to see people being able to enjoy gambling in a safe, responsible way. I want people to be able to enjoy video games in a safe and responsible way. If it's leading to people becoming problem gamblers, we've got to take a fundamental look at how we can ensure those risks are much greater reduced than they are today.
The companies have also said they'll review the tone and content of their advertising and marketing campaigns.
KMFM News.
A man's been flown to hospital following a crash near Folkestone. A lorry and van collided as they travelled in opposite directions on the A20 in Sellinge at 3:30 this morning. The van driver suffered serious injuries and the road is still closed while investigation work's done. A man's been stabbed at robbed of his phone in a Margate alleyway. It happened near the railway line close to Crescent Road early on Sunday morning. A 32-year-old was treated in a local hospital. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Police are trying to identify a frozen body which fell 3,500 feet from a plane and landed in a garden in South London. It's thought a man tried to hide in the wheel compartment at Nairobi Airport and died during the 9-hour flight. He apparently landed a metre from where a man was asleep in his garden. Sky's Charlotte Lomas has spoken to neighbours in Clapham.
They were in at the time with their two young children. They heard the impact of the body landing. They also saw the aftermath and went outside to see what had happened, to help console their neighbour and also to help with police inquiries.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Claudia Winkleman, Zoe Ball and Vanessa Feltz are among the BBC's highest paid stars. It's the first time three women have made the top 10 list, which is led by Gary Lineker, who earns around £1.7 million a year. A protest has marred the formal opening of the European Parliament following the elections back in May. Brexit Party MEP, including former Maidstone MP Anne Widdecombe, were among those who turned their backs as the European anthem was played. Annunciata Rees-Mogg also did it.
I would never ever do that for any other country's national song. But we have to remember that the EU is not a nation. It should not have an anthem. It should not be arranged in that way because it doesn't have a united peoples. And Britain should have left it months ago.
The UK was originally due to leave the EU back in March. Hundreds of people have signed a petition against flats being built near an Ashford shopping centre. Developers want to build 234 apartments in six blocks on land near the designer outlet. Campaigners are worried the development is on a flood zone. Parents have staged a protest against plans to merge two schools in rural parts of Medway. Stoke Primary could close its doors with children being sent to All Hallows Primary instead. Parents have walked the route between the two schools to show the unsafe journey children as young as four may have to make. Mums Rebecca and Sarah aren't happy and say it would rip the heart out of Stoke Village.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah,
it's really upsetting for the children.
Yeah. My oldest son is really mad. He doesn't want to come to this school. He wants to stay at Stoke. It was really upsetting for them.
Both schools are part of the Lee Academies Trust. They say moving to a single site will allow the school's leadership team to work more closely with pupils and staff. And the organisation which hands out the Oscars has invited 842 new members to join them, including Lady Gaga, Claire Foy and Adele. It's also doubled the number of black, Asian and minority ethnic members since 2015 following criticism about a lack of diversity.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co. UK, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and as England's women get ready for their World Cup semi-final tonight, KMFM has been told their success is opening up more opportunities for young girls. They're aiming to reach their first ever final but have to get past defending champions of the United States in Lyon. Katie Startup from Maidstone played for England's under-19s and is now Charlton's first team goalkeeper. She says there wasn't a clear way to progress as a player as she was growing up, but that started to change.
There was no knowledge, there was no understanding of how I could get from where I was at Sunday League all the way up to the national team. But I think now where the awareness has risen, and obviously the women's game is growing a lot, there's a lot more girls going through that progression, and I think it's getting a bit more known, and now there's more girls getting into that opportunity.
Kick-off tonight is at 8, and 72 golfers are battling it out on a Kent course as they look to qualify for the Open. European Tour professional Andrew Beef Johnston is among those playing at the Prince's Golf Club in Sandwich. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.